The Alaska Southeast's Regional Native Corporation is testing wood-powered generators at a Hoonah mill. If they work, they could be used to reduce energy costs in other small Southeast cities, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Wes and Sue Tyler run Icy Straits Lumber and Milling in Hoonah, about 40 miles west of Juneau. They make log cabin kits, siding, beams, and other finished products out of Southeast Alaska wood. But high energy prices have increased operating costs. A particular problem is equipment used to dry damp wood. So Wes watched closely as a new system using wood chips to generate electricity was turned on earlier this month.
All of a sudden the engine comes to life and we're able to go in and turn on all the lights in the building and a fan that was actually pushing some warm air around in the dry kiln, and with a few more kWs involved, where you could ultimately have the dry kiln running on that sort of fuel.
The system is called wood gasification. It's part of an experiment to see if compact devices, this one is 4x4x8 feet high, are a viable alternative to oil-powered systems. So far, the gasifier at the Tylers has been working fine. Sea Alaska Executive Vice President Rick Harris, speaking at a press briefing in Juneau, says it's the right place to try it out.
He's already got the wood supply there. He has the technical know-how to deal with these kinds of things. But based upon his experience, then we can see if we can transfer this kind of technology to other areas.
In fact, a second unit is also being tested at the mill for eventual use at a Hoonah tourist attraction. Wood gasification is not new technology. It's been around in one form or another since the late 1800s. Small gasifiers were even used to power cars, trucks, and trains in German-occupied territory during World War II fuel shortages. How they work is not that complicated.
So what we do in a gasifier is burn part of the wood, generate heat, which converts the solid to a gas.
Consultant Tom Miles of Portland worked with Sea Alaska's Ha'ani subsidiary and Icy Straits Lumber to select and install this particular system.
And then the mixture of that gas with the charcoal solids further reduces the fuel to a fuel gas. And the fuel gas is about half nitrogen and about 20% carbon monoxide, about 20% hydrogen. And that will burn in an internal combustion engine.
It's not as efficient as gasoline or propane, but if wood scraps or leftovers from milling or thinning trees are easily available, it can be cheaper. Miles says it can take about a third off the cost of diesel power generation.
We will be not only generating electricity, but we can capture the waste heat from the engine, so it's a micro-scale combined heat and power.
Sea Alaska and its consultant have looked at a lot of gasification options. Harris says the Hoonah experiments will show whether they chose the right technology. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.